Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
Oh, Friday! What's your deal? 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss? I think there's a bunch of stuff going around here locally. If you want to get going on that early, we are going to talk more about it shortly, but my deal completely different. So advice, you want it, you need it. Anything at all. This is actually a pretty good deal, and I was on the fence with this last week. Remember I told you, because now we're down into the Sweet 16. That Final Four, that NCAA basketball crap has invaded and taken over my CBS.
The only network he watches. He will not watch another network. I don't know why.
I love the CBS, and I know this because every March, CBS usually gets the deal. They usually cover it. So I'm forced to go to other networks like an orphan. You know, I'm out in the cold, in the rain, looking for someone to feed me like a stray.
If once a year you've got to abandon the network that you call the greatest network in the world, then why don't you just abandon it? I mean, if I had to give it up for, what is it, an entire month?
Yeah, damn near a month.
Does it last to the end of this month?
It goes on. I think it kicks up pretty good on CBS, like second week of March, and then it, you know, the coverage gets more and more and more and more as they get down to the 16, the 8, the 4, the 2. Blah, blah, blah.
I'd just abandon my channel or my network. I think I'd come on over to ABC.
Oh, God, no, I can't.
Join me up at the ranks of NBC.
No. Well, last night, that's where I did go. I went to NBC.
You did?
Went to NBC. We're watching that crap show. Extra. My wife wants to see that.
Again, you claim it a crap show, but you find yourself watching it twice now.
No. My wife likes that news magazine Hollywood crap while she cooks dinner, so I do it for her.
She likes Mario Lopez, doesn't she?
Here's the thing, though. Last night, little treat. Mario Lopez, he wasn't in. Some other schloop was on TV last night. Mario Lopez traveling to gather some sort of correspondent-type reporting material.
He's man on the scene right now. That guy is a news reporter.
Yeah, I probably had to go film another coffee commercial. So he was out. We turned it on, and we get going again. NCAA's on. This is my deal. I hate when they run this basketball crap on TV, so I stray. I go to NBC. They have this show, and I talked about it last week. It's called Superstore, and it's... it's kind of growing up. It's
the got weird things that you find yourself getting in addicted to, I guess.
It's not addicted. What do you mean addicted to? They're TV shows. People watch them.
You're not going to go to Netflix and see if you can find Superstore on that so you can watch every episode?
I'm not that invested. Okay. I'm not that deep into it. It's kind of growing on me. So I go over there and it's got American Ferrera in it, some other people.
I like that girl.
Yeah, I think she's pretty, and I think she's a pretty good actress. And what the show is, it's called Superstore, and the store they work at is called Cloud Nine. But everything they wear and everything they do, it's Walmart.
Okay.
And so it's just about just the dismal, boring, hateful, horrible hell lives they live. And they work for all these kooky people. And it's kind of funny. And then their rival is mentioned by name. It's Target. You know, and so it's just the lives of these people that work inside the Superstore. And it's just ridiculous in the same vein as Parks and Rec, The Office. It's just got that weird, twisted kind of camera.
Nonsensical office.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's in that vein. So I watched it again. I'm like, it's not great, but it's kind of cute. And then after that last night, I had a tough time sleeping because I was watching news coverage and I was online.
I don't know why you do that to yourself.
Well, we kind of had to for today's topic that we'll get into later with everything that happened yesterday. But so I was staying up and I was doing some of that. And the next show comes on. It's called AP Bio. Okay.
I've heard of it. I've seen previews for it, but I've not seen an episode yet. It looks fantastic.
The first time I've seen it. I don't know if anyone else has watched it. I wouldn't say it's fantastic, but it's starting to kind of grow on me too after one episode. And from what I gather, it's about this guy. He's an AP bio teacher, and he wants to become a writer. He hates where he lives. He calls it a dried-up turd town. The students just sit there and they watch him as he types his book on his laptop.
He doesn't even teach?
No, all he does is talks about how sucky the class is and how stupid the kids are and how crappy the city is and he wants out. And he's going to be a millionaire one day because he's going to get a book deal. And he sits in class and he just writes his book. And then he calls his buddy that's already got a book deal. And the kids are in on it. And then the kids, they take his treatments and they read them and they tease him about it. It's ridiculous. And it was kind of funny. And I'd never heard of it until last night. It's called AP Bio on NBC, and it was kind of cute.
Is Key, is one of those comedians, Key and Peele, is he one of the dudes in it?
I'm not a fan of them. I haven't seen either of them in either show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if they are, if they show up on it or not, but no.
I saw that he was making an appearance in that AP Bio.
I didn't recognize any of the actors in it, but it was somewhat of a decent show. So, hey, you know what? NCAA, up yours. I'll go to NBC, you know, once a month, a couple times a month, if you're going to take away my damn Big Bang Theory, really. If you want to do the Sweet 16, you got to preempt that with Thursday night's programming on CBS, because that's when it's good.
Why would they not counter-program the other networks against March Madness? Because I think March Madness is named March Madness for people like you that get mad about it on TV.
And instead of, because there's so many basketball
games. It's not crazy,
games.
Wacky, zany, so many.
It's because
like,
it
damn.
Pisses people off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
March Angry.
Well, what are they going to counter program it with? What would they put on to compete with college basketball right now?
Well, for a person like you, I was just thinking about this while you were talking about it. Any kind of a sitcom that would be somewhat of an aggressive, ball busty.
Oh, yeah. Something angry.
Not even angry.
Like a just, funny cop show where they shoot and they kill and they beat people, but they crack jokes?
They crack jokes that are funny, not hurtful, but demean in the process and make the person cracking the joke look a little more macho or machismo.
That's not what I need. I want my Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory is a show about a bunch of nerds. It's not aggressive.
That happened to be one, though. But yeah. I guarantee you there's an aggressive person in this Cloud 9 that keeps you coming back, or Box, Big Box, whatever that show's called.
It's called Big Box, or Superstore.
Superstore
is what it's called.
It's called Big Box. I don't even know the name of them. I got you saying it.
Yeah.
The other one, AP Bio, sounds exactly like it's right up your alley. All they do is beat on that teacher.
The teacher's a dirtbag. He's just a scumbag, and the kids are all smarter than him, and they just sit there and they stare at him as he does stupid stuff. It was pretty ridiculous.
It's kind of like that Principals thing you were just watching.
Oh, I love the Principals,
Vice
yeah.
Principals or whatever Woo! That was.
Yeah, that's damn good.
Yeah, we know what kind of content you look for.
You need to watch that. You need to get the HBO app and watch that some bitch on Netflix.
I know,
Vice
I
Principals is awesome. So anything else you want to chat about today? 766-9370. We got the cash. 20 minutes away, plus a couple rounds of Know the Dog and Joe Show. Hopefully you're paying attention this week. Hopefully.